And Tom, how do you view that? Do you view it as an important point moving forward, or do you view it as a missed opportunity?
No, it'd be an important point if we follow it up with a win on Saturday, so we can turn this point into a good point. Bitterly disappointed to have been in front twice to draw the game, but playing against one of the best teams in the division. So there's plenty of positives to take from it. We know we can get better. We know we haven't given our best showing tonight, and there's improvements to be made.
Yeah, the manager said the team wasn't quite at it tonight. What would you put that down to? Anything particular?
I don't know. It just seems the last two home games, a little bit nervy. I think we've all maybe got to take it back a gear and just relax and enjoy the ball a little bit more. Not be so rushed in possession, but listen, we've showed on many occasions, especially at Wigan on Saturday, that we can handle the ball in tough situations. So just need to get back to that a little bit. Just be a bit calmer, a bit cooler, and let the ball do our running, if you like, and get back to that possession that we all like, all know that we like keeping.
I suppose teams, though, aren't coming here to make it easy for you. They know what you'll do if you're given time and space on the ball as a team.
Yeah, and I thought first half, when after we went 1-0 up, we relaxed a little bit and started to get a few patterns out, and you know, two great goals. So, as I say, there's plenty of positives. And, you know, talking about Derby, you narrowly missed out last year and widely tipped to win the league this year, we've got a point against. So, as I say, we've got a big game on Saturday. Everyone gets bigger now and need to try and get back on top of the league with a home win against Huddersfield.
The quality of the two goals you scored tonight, the first a great team goal, the second one particularly, I mean, that's the sign of a striker in confidence. There was nothing on for Callum, was there? And suddenly he's just whacked it in the top corner.
No, got to give Callum a lot of credit, because he went through a little dry patch to his standards. You know, he didn't let it affect him. Scored a couple of great goals at Wigan and stepped up again tonight, and he's leading the line well, and Jan's coming really good for us now. You know, it's always a good time of year for Jan, and he can be the one that really spurs us on and carries the team forward.
As defenders, how do you view the two goals that went in against you tonight?
Obviously, listen, disappointed. The first one, you know, it happens, doesn't it? And I think taking away Cookie's slip, we could have probably recovered a little bit quicker. Great finish from Ince. And the second one, you know, I think we, again, sort of a little bit naive. I think we had an opportunity where we was attacking down the left and have probably gone for the throat again, where we probably could have kept the ball a little bit more, and we've left ourselves vulnerable to a counter-attack. Haven't quite got our shape as quickly as we'd have liked, and disappointed to concede from across, because it's something we work on quite a lot. So listen, there's plenty of things to work on going forward. We know we haven't given our best account today, but as I say, it's a good point.
Any concern that Middlesbrough have gone past you now? I suppose the important thing is to be top come 46 games, not after 30.
Yeah, there's so many twists and turns to come. Without looking too far forward, you know, we've got a game on Saturday and the other two aren't playing, so that's a big opportunity for us to go back on top and then ask questions of the rest. As I say, you know, very disappointed to concede twice at home, but this point can be turned into a good one with a positive result on Saturday.
Of course, Middlesbrough still have to come here among home fixtures as well, so that one you'd hope is on your terms rather than theirs.
Yeah, there's plenty of games. I think if you sort of don't look too far ahead, there's a hectic period in March where everyone's playing each other. So as I say, there's so many twists and turns to come yet. You know, there's obviously a tally, a marker that we need to get to get promoted, and tonight is another point towards that.